Conditions were perfect in the spring of 2019 for Camp Denali to start building a solar array. There was very little snow and the ground was still frozen. In trucks along the 92-mile park road came the photovoltaic panels and all the electronics that go with them, and 18 21-foot steel piles to be driven into the ground. Jenna and Simon Hamm run the 70-year-old ecotourism resort with cabins and lodge buildings spread over 67 acres.
Our aim is to entirely power a commercial operation. The 16 panels, 18 arrays, works out to 288 panels, and its capacity is about 90 kilowatts.
The impressive remote solar spread took 2 summers to install. The panels and electronics were designed and hooked up by Greg Egan of Remote Power.
It is a cool project. It's a big, complicated system. This is the biggest installed project that I've done.
Egan built up the equipment and bench tested it in his Fairbanks shop before bringing it down and through the park. He was impressed at the environmental standards the Hams worked to.
They really wanted to take care of the taiga. 50 years ago, maybe 60 years ago, the original homesteaders, they drug like a big tree across the tundra, and there's a 4-foot ditch there because they squished, you know, the memory foam. They damaged it, and it doesn't come back.
A mobile rig from Denali Drilling out of Anchorage came to the site to drill 18 holes for the support stands that hold the arrays. But bringing a piece of heavy equipment to the wilderness took some planning, Hamm says, and was followed by a lot of handwork.
We made things harder on ourselves. Again, the stewardship piece, we didn't want the tundra all ripped up. Backbreaking effort by our staff, our crew of Camp Denali, to lay protective mat on top of tundra, to replace tundra manually by hand anytime it got disturbed in the slightest. Proud to say that it's hard to tell that there is a drill rig out there.
As work went along in the summer of 2019, it was time to bring in the nickel-iron batteries that are specially made to withstand being left dormant in low winter temperatures.
And our batteries weigh about 18,000 pounds. They arrived to the park entrance the day after the subsidence at Pretty Rocks closed the park road for 2019.
The slipping road service caused the National Park Service to close the road in August, and that meant a halt to some of the work at Camp Denali that year. Then, in 2020, the pandemic hit. That meant canceling all the reservations and laying off some of the 50 staff members that run the camp. But it also meant finishing the solar installation without disturbing any guests.
Because we weren't doing guest operations, we could focus pretty exclusively on projects, including getting the solar much farther along.
Now nearly complete, the installation has drawn the attention of renewable energy organizations in and outside Alaska. In 2021, the system will have a chance to prove what it can do. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.